to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to what is already episode number 76 of my Living by Experience podcast. When I first started this podcast now over a year ago, I couldn't believe that in these many weeks and months of the podcast coming out, first on Mondays and now kind of on Fridays, but I try to share something with you every week on this podcast that I've been working on and that I'm passionate about. So first of all, I want to thank you for listening today and being here with me before we go into the weekend. And my question to you is like, what are you going to do this weekend to do something about your dream and about something that you're passionate about? Last week in my podcast, I shared about testing new things and doing something different, trying out a new approach or something you haven't quite done before. Testing something new or trying something different is the foundation of my Living by Experience blog, the podcast, and even the courses that I've created at Liberty Training Academy. And if you will, it's the foundation of the life that I live today. Because in the end of the day, everything that you want out of life is outside of your comfort zone. So you can choose this weekend to stay within that comfort zone and do what you always do, or maybe try something different and get a little bit uncomfortable. And it doesn't mean that you have to go all the way to your panic zone where the pressure can be too much. But there's that sweet spot somewhere in between your comfort and your panic zone. That's where you want to be. That's where you want to try something new and test out a different approach. And to get there, I believe it's all about mindset. How you think about things, how you perceive your life, your environment, and opportunities is what it's all about. And this is what I teach my students in my Financial Freedom and Millionaire Mindset class at Liberty Training Academy. Today, I'm going to share with you 8 ways to become successful and kind of tweak your mindset a little bit to think different about everything that you perceive in life. To help you get the ball rolling, I also have a free gift for you today. It's been a while since I've done a free gift, so I hope you'll take advantage of this free resource that I've put together for you. I've really enjoyed creating this resource for you. It's a lot of resources that my community asks for from me all the time. So what it is, it's an action plan to create financial freedom in your life and start implementing some of these millionaire mindset principles that I teach about and talk about so often in your life. If you want to get this free resource, send me a quick text message. The phone number you want to text me at is 587-800-4323. And you just need to send one word to me, and it's the word freedom. So again, send the word freedom to my number 587-800-4323, and we'll send that free resource to you right away. If you'd rather get it online, that works too. Just put the next link in your browser. It's go.wilco.ca/action plan. Action plan is just one word. So go.wilco.ca/action plan. All one word, all lowercase. Now, the reason I want to share these 8 ways to become successful with you today is the thing that I tell my Write a Book in a Week students, my author community all the time, is that you are the storyteller of your own life. You can either choose to create your own legend or not. It's a quote from Isabel Allende that I love and share all the time.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
But yeah, try something new and keep trying until you become successful. Now, 8 ways to become successful are the following. This is kind of mindset type things that I want you to keep in mind as you progress on your creative entrepreneur journey. First of all, believe you are worthy. Believe that you deserve to be successful and that the work that you're doing deserves to be heard and deserves to be shared. Then believe it's possible. Believe that you making a living in a meaningful way through your creative career is something that is possible for you. Might not happen right away. It might take some time to grow. But the only way you're sure that it'll never happen is if you stop and if you give up and if you don't do it. So believe it's possible for you. Believe you are worthy of that goal.
but then also appreciate what you already have. Like so many gurus and self-help books these days just basically talk you out of having a full-time job and quitting that job and just, you know, you have to follow the dream. Well, follow the dream is great, but if that dream turns into a nightmare, what are you going to do? If you have a job today, appreciate that full-time job for whatever it is. At least it's paying your bills today. And is there something bigger and better out there for you? Absolutely, and go after that. But appreciate and be grateful for the things that you have in your life today. Then, and this is a big one, be happy for rich people. So the next time some big car like a Mercedes or a BMW or some expensive car flies you by on the highways, like what's that gut feeling that you have towards that person driving that expensive car? Try to be happier for rich people. And the same goes for you as well. Like if you want to be part of rich and successful people, part of that community, if you will, it doesn't mean you have to become an unpleasant person at all. But sometimes the resentment that you feel towards people that maybe do better than you, like comparing yourself to anyone else automatically creates lack because it puts them on a pedestal and it puts you on a lower value. And that's why I want to encourage you to be happy for rich people and see what you can learn from them. Maybe see if you can get in touch with them even, because a lot of the successful people, they are willing to be found. That's the beauty of social media. They are willing to be connected with. They like to hear from you. And you would do them a favor. Like if someone wrote a book that meant something to you, let the author know. They'll love you for it. And who knows, that might turn into some of a coaching relationship of some sorts where you have another connection out there. You never know what it could lead to next. And the only thing I don't want you to do is compare yourself and put yourself in that negative perspective all the time compared to people that appear to have more than you. Then create affirmations for yourself or a vision board that is a clear outline of what you want to accomplish. As I said before, put that somewhere around the computer or the place where you usually work so that you see it and you're reminded of those goals that you've set for yourself, which will keep you motivated to keep working towards those goals. Then the sixth one is be happy paying your bills. This is a weird thing to say, but I love paying taxes. I've paid a lot of taxes to the point that I think I personally funded the ring road around Calgary. I'm joking, obviously, but I do love to pay taxes. Even though I like minimizing paying the amount of taxes I pay, the simple fact that I have to pay more tax than maybe in a previous job means I'm making more money. Same goes for giving money to charity. If I want to give more money to charity, I need to have more money coming into my bank account. If I do well, I can spread that wealth to charity as well as to the government. So be happy paying your bills. Be grateful that you have the money to pay those bills, even though maybe it takes every dollar out of your bank account. You were able to get by for another month and make that happen. And that's something worth celebrating. Again, I've mentioned money a few times. If you're interested to learn more about paying your bills and following a money management system that I teach in my Millionaire Mindset class, have a look in the workbook. The link to that Millionaire Mindset class is in there. Then the seventh is just commitment. It's commitment to being rich. It's commitment to being successful. Ultimately, maybe more generally speaking, it's commitment to the goals. Commit to accomplishing every goal that you've set out so far to do. Last but not least, love money. There's nothing wrong with money. Just don't love it too much. Money is never a goal in itself. Money is also never a reason to do or not do something. Where there's a will, there's a way. I've shown many people, for example, that thought they needed $20,000 for traveling. This happens all the time. People think they need a large amount of money to travel. It's not true. Money is just an excuse. More often, it's like they don't like to travel. They don't like to be in a plane, or they have another reason to not do it. The reason is never the money. Money is always an excuse. I want you to get away from that mindset of using money to do or not do certain things that you're passionate about. Love the money as it enables you to do good. It enables you to do certain things in your life, both for yourself as well as others. I said it in the number six on this list as well. If you want to give more money to charity, even if you want to give all your money away and just have money for the sake of helping other people, if you have more of it, you can help more people. So you need more money in your life, basically. Love money. This is the 8 ways to become successful. I've shared that in a few of my classes, and I believe it applies. I believe you need to apply these principles into your life.
Listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and life.